I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution says,
"The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people."
In the strictest sense, the 10th Amendment isn't an amendment at all. Its language does not alter or nullify any of the original language of the Constitution. The 10th Amendment exists solely to allay the fears of those who oppose the Constitution on grounds that it ceded to the federal government too much of the sovereignty held by the states. Under the Articles of Confederation, the states had enormous independence, but at the cost of a United States government that was too weak to effectively function. Those competing concerns animated most of the discussions at the Constitutional Convention of 1787 and continued to be of concern to members of the first U.S. Congress. The 10th Amendment was written to say explicitly these powers to the federal government and no more. Commercial insurance policies contain specific language as to what is covered and what is not in the event of a loss, and a proper understanding of that language is essential in determining if your business is adequately covered. Before you renew a commercial insurance policy, schedule a no-cost review with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company professional. To make an appointment, visit HibbsHallmark.com.